orienting to the style and spirit of MI. The first statements you make to the young person should encompass the spirit of motivational interviewing, MI. The core principles of MI need to be borne in mind at all times, communicated to the client at the outset, and demonstrated consistently throughout your conversations. Central to the spirit of MI is respect for client autonomy. The assumption is that all people have the wisdom and capacity to develop in a positive direction given proper conditions of support. Note: MI is a strengths-based approach. Practitioners who view clients from a deficit-based perspective may have difficulty embracing the spirit of MI. Following from this, the role of the practitioner is to support the client to identify, develop, and commit to their own agenda. The relationship is collaborative, not directive. You, the practitioner, are not the expert on what is best for the client. Note: these principles are highly consistent with core values of most youth AOD services, and they guide our interactions with young people regardless of what therapeutic interventions are being used. The spirit of MI is also captured in the difference between guiding and directing. The key is to convey the idea that you will support the changes that the young person wants to make, guide, rather than decide which changes will be made and push those, direct. Clarifying the nature of the guiding relationship is particularly important for adolescents whose previous experience has involved being subject to directed change, for example, court orders. You may experience a reaction of cynicism or disbelief. For example, I know you have to do your job and make me stop using. Do not take these statements personally. Provide a forthright response that allows the young person to take responsibility for his or her decision to engage or not. For example, I can't change what happened that made other people think you need to be here, but I can help you explore what's going on and how you decide you want to handle it. You can also ask for clarification to further understand the young person's point of view. Many young people will lack experience in setting their own agenda during conversations with adults, and orientation must extend to getting this started. An exercise that can be used to start the interview in the right spirit is to provide a list or menu of topics, such as stress, family, drugs, school, etc., that could be the focus of the conversation, and ask the young person to choose one of these or to suggest another. To reinforce the voluntary nature of engagement and your respect for the young person's autonomy, ask permission to engage in any task or line of questioning. For example, if it's okay with you, I would like to find out more about what led you to being referred here. To reinforce your non-judgmental stance, avoid using the term problem to refer to the behaviours that other people are concerned about. Note: avoid focusing on issues that have been raised by others, such as parents, teachers, or other authorities. Emphasize that the focus will be on what the young person wants to work on. As a general rule, MI avoids giving advice. Advice should only be given if the client 1. Asks for it directly, or 2. If you ask permission and it is granted, and 3. If you qualify the advice to emphasize the client's autonomy. For example, if the client asks, "What would you do if you were me?" A qualified answer would be, "Well, it's entirely up to you, of course, but if I was in this situation, I might consider..." Note: avoid giving advice unless permission has been granted.